it did surprise quite a few people, even the security experts out there. But it's significant in the sense that Intel is trying to position themselves as a security player more than perhaps folks thought them to be in the past. And the purchase of McAfee provides that for them and also provides them with quite a bit of cash flow, which sometimes is a little difficult to get from something like a chip manufacturer.
Well, one of the interesting things that I kept reading, and in fact, I read it on NextGov as well, is this seemed, we always talk about baking security into the product from beginning. Well, this is the ultimate of baking security in if it's built in at the chip level.
It could be. What's interesting in speaking with folks about it is it's difficult with what McAfee offers right now in terms of software, yeah, antivirus, anti-spam, firewall technology, to truly bake that in directly linked to the processor right now. I spoke to a few people who basically said more associated this as complementary technology as opposed to integrated technology. Now, one thing that certainly Intel will be able to get from McAfee over the long term is intellectual property and awareness of the threat landscape, and that information can certainly impact how Intel incorporates security features. So that could be interesting and important, but baking in, needless to say, antivirus won't be too directly incorporated into the development of a chip, but it can certainly contribute to how Intel continues to develop their microprocessors moving forward.
And just having all those security folks as part of your organization seems like it's going to have long-term ramifications of one form or another.
Sure. Yes, absolutely. The intelligence that is provided for McAfee in terms of security and the threats that are continuously happening will be enormous. And they say in terms of research and development, this will have a big impact. I did have one, I believe it was Gartner analyst, make a good point that what they'll need to come to terms with is a very, very different routes to market. The chip vendors take a long time in their development cycles in terms of putting out new products, whereas, of course, someone like McAfee is checking this landscape constantly for the threat
by the
threats
minute
and what's out there. So figuring out how they can contribute will take a little time.
It also seems to me that this says a lot about how traditional, sort of the more traditional vendors, the PC makers, the chip makers, all those kind of almost hardware folks, all of a sudden cyber really on their radar screen.
Absolutely. And what some have called chip manufacturers, as well as the PC folks out there, is we've all heard them called commodity players. Now, security, probably more than any other market, can truly set them apart. And I think they are recognizing that fact, particularly in the federal market where security is top of mind. I mean, this is a huge area. So a company like Intel, who already has an enormous market share in the federal space, can incorporate security features into their chip technology, but also broaden their portfolio of what they offer in terms of security and get themselves a bit more notice, set themselves apart from their competitors in an area that some regard as somewhat commodity. So it's a smart move on their part in terms of business and really winning opportunities, particularly in the federal market.
And it seems to me if you're a government CISO and you're having troubles making arguments about the importance of cyber within your organization, which I know sometimes is difficult to do, if some big organization, a smart organization like Intel spends $8 billion to buy a security, it seems like it just overall makes your argument that cyber matters
a lot easier. Very true. And Intel, I mean, this isn't the only announcement Intel has made in terms of security. They released their 5600 series. One of the key features that they kept promoting when they made the release of that processor was the fact that it provided faster encryption and decryption. And if you talk to them about vPro technology, when I spoke to them last week, there was a big emphasis on the fact that that technology can almost provide backup capabilities of a primary microprocessor so that they can keep an eye out for some security threats and then alert administrators and say, hey, something's going on with the main processor here. Keep an eye on this in terms of having basically a mirrored microprocessor that takes a look at that. So they're really doing quite a bit of work in security and setting themselves apart using security, and this acquisition furthers that focus. Whether or not McAfee's software is directly incorporated into the chip is almost irrelevant. I mean, this is just going to be an enormous message of that security as a primary focus for the company.